Okay, let's crack on. Chapter 8. I am number 4. Storm clouds brewed in the ceiling of the great hall. Lightning flashed above Harry's corner of Gryffindor table. Its thunder rippled out across the whole hall like waves across a dark sea. He propped his book up between Ron and his rack of toast, munching bites between turning the pages. It's going to be a good day. The goblet of fire burnt with good cheer at the far end of the hall. The blue flames flickered in the corner of Harry's eye, reflected on the inside of his glasses. 10 sickles, Citizen Angelina, Seamus muttered. Dean spared Hermione a wary look. You're on. It'll be Diggory or that uppity Ravenclaw for sure.
Got a second. Let me look something up real quick. Okay, I'm sure that you didn't know this. It's not widely known. I'm just gonna do this in DM. This is a touch delicate. But I'm sure this was not intentional. Matt, I've sent you a DM. Oh, so, sorry. Okay. What should I say instead? Just like cut out the word or. Oh, stuck up. That's what you were saying. Okay. I thought you said just stop it. And I'm like, what? Well, I will. But, you know, I was like, okay, cool.
You're wrong. It'll be Diggory or that stuck up Ravenclaw for sure.
It's not incredibly widely known, especially in like England. I wouldn't really expect. I didn't know it until like a couple years ago.
Ron swallowed a huge mouthful of bacon. He won't pay you. Seamus still owes me for the house elf bet. Don't remind me, Dean. No. Don't remind me, Dean shuddered, and keep it down. Keep it down. Hermione's not remembered. Oh. Keep it down. Hermione's not remembered to try to force. Keep it down. Hermione's not remembered to try and force badges onto us today yet. Let's try and make it last. Harry looked up from his book. Badges? Yeah, Seamus glowered. It's your damn fault. That rubbish you found her... No. That rubbish you found her about house elves at Hogwarts set her off in search of the kitchens, and now she's gone and started an enslaved magical people's rights group. I just wanted to stop her attempt to force feed me. Well, it worked, but we're all paying a high price for it, Dean said.
What is this name? Oh my god. I know this won't impress anybody across the pond, but on Monday we got a high of 14 and a low of 1. In Texas, that's a fucking ice age. That's absurd. I don't remember the last time it was that cold. Like, I genuinely don't. Fahrenheit. Yeah, well, since you're saying in the open, it is the word uppity has its roots in it was originally or at least incredibly commonly used to refer to black people trying to act like full citizens after emancipation. I double checked it before I DM'd him. I just Googled the word uppity, and the second result was yes, uppity is racist. Oh no, yeah, I'm sure there's no way you would know, but I think that Dean Thomas would know because he's Muggle born. Yeah. Like, that certainly isn't the only way the word's used, obviously, because a lot of people use it, and a lot of people don't know that it's right. Yeah, that's just, yeah. Well, it's very commonly used here in the U.S. without the racial part, because a lot of people don't know. Nowadays, we usually use it in reference to the French. You're not wrong, though. Hang on, things are happening in the Flower Pond Discord. Now, David, do you actually want people not to share your reading? Because, like, I can definitely, like, not bring it up. But I do think it's good. But if you genuinely want it to be kind of, like, if you want it to fade into the background, I understand. That's up to you. I heard you're a racist now, Father. Okay, let's carry on. I'm getting distracted way too easily today. Dean said. Harry shrugged. She hasn't tried to sell me one.
You haven't exactly been around, mate, Ron groused. We're living dangerously, we are.
Yeah, any more refusals and she'll realize we don't agree with her, Dean said.
Seamus grinned.
Or worse, we might end up like Neville.
Harry raised an eyebrow.
Hermione's sold him about 10 badges already, but he keeps forgetting them. She thinks he's doing it on purpose and has taken to harassing him about wearing them every time she sees him.
Better him than us, Dean said. Better him than us.
Not us, that's too much.
Better him than us, Dean said. Better him than us.
Too true. Too true.
Ron glanced down the table to where Hermione's bushy hair stuck out of her textbook.
Ah.
Ron glanced down the table to where Hermione's bushy hair stuck out of her textbook. She went mental on lavender when she refused to wear one because it didn't go with her lip gloss.
Seamus laughed. Past refusal, left. No.
Seamus laughed. Best refusal yet. Hermione was absolutely livid that lip gloss should be considered of equal importance to her anti-slavery movement.
Someone needs to tell him about the differences between keeping house elves and having slaves, Ron grumbled. It's going well beyond a joke.
Sounded too much like Harry.
Someone needs to tell her about the differences between keeping house elves and having slaves, Ron grumbled. It's going well beyond a joke.
They all turned to look at Harry.
I don't actually know myself, he said. Have you tried leaving books about it? Have you tried leaving books about it lying around near her? She'll see them, read them, and then maybe stop. Once she's learnt a bit more, she'll realise she's...
Once she's learnt a bit more, she'll realise she's wrong and move on. Hermione hates being wrong. She'll give it up.
That's a good idea, mate, Seamus said. Cunning. It's worth the trip to the library, too.
Ron threw a long look at the goblet.
Do you reckon they'll announce the champions today?
Dumbledore said he would, Dean replied. Harry buried his nose in Salazar's crumbling ancient charms book, flicking through pages of illegible smeared text until he found it. Yeah. Flicking through pages of illegible smeared text until he found a readable section.
The water conjuring charm. Probably useful.
Who's highlighting what? Somebody's highlighting me. Let's see.
No, actually, I can confirm. Matt shared with me in strict confidence that he is planning on adding a whole pegging subplot to the last third of the book. I mean, a baguette is actually involved.
He pinched Ron's goblet and pointed his wand's tip into it.
Aguamenti. A dribble of water trickled into the bottom of the goblet.
Simple enough, just needs practice.
Harry turned to the next clump of bio-plastered pages until he found... Nah. Harry turned to the next clump of bio-plastered pages until he found another legible paragraph.
The shield charm is a heavily intent-based... The sealed charm is a heavily intent-based ward, adapted from basic hex deflection into a more practical defense. As such, it can only be penetrated by... spells cast with stronger intent and focus, the ultimate example of which is the Killing Curse, that has such a potent level of intent it cannot be shielded against. A shame there's not much of this book left. He squinted at the tattered cover, but found no sign of either title or author. It's quite good.
He poured over the few legible pages, munching on toast and practicing the wand motions for the stunning spell. A strange prickle crawled down the nape of his neck and along his spine. Harry focused on the book, but the sensation persisted. He glanced up. Every pair of eyes in the great hall stared back. The bottom dropped out of his stomach.
I missed something important. His heart sank, which usually means something has gone unexpectedly, horribly wrong.
Good book, Harry.
Professor Dumbledore called from beside the goblet. He nodded. A titter of laughter rippled round the room. Harry's gut knotted itself into a tangle. What the hell is happening? Dumbledore gestured toward the small door at the end of the hall.
Would you mind joining the others, Harry?
Suppose it can't be worse than being stared at in here. Harry rose from his seat. His friends' faces stared up all along the table, twisted into grimaces and scowls. Pinched lips, dark glares, and muttered insults followed him down the hall. Dumbledore crumpled a burnt-edged piece of parchment. In his fingers.
Oh. Harry froze mid-step, his blood turned to ice. Oh, this is not seriously happening, is it?
He turned to Dumbledore, but the headmaster's stern expression stopped him in his tracks.
I didn't even want to watch the tournament, let alone take part in the bloody thing.
Harry fixed the goblet with a cold stare and stalked into the antechamber. Cedric Diggory and a silver-haired French girl leant against the wall within. Victor Crumb paced the floor like a caged tiger.
Oh, Diggory.
What is it, Harry?
Diggory asked. Do they want us to go back? Harry blinked.
What the hell am I here for if he's the champion?
He managed a hint of a smile.
Shame as those Dean tentacles.
Oh, I had an idea for Bagman. I don't remember what the fuck it was. What was my idea for Bagman? Fuck. I'm tempted to just reuse Lockhart, but I might as well figure out a voice for Bagman anyway, because I'm going to have to do Bagman in Prince of Slytherin as well. Let's see. Hang on. Just give it a second, guys. I'm gonna look something up. One more thing. Hang on, I'm gonna look up one more thing. Sorry, guys. "This is unprecedented!" a loud voice boomed. Ludo Bagman stomped into the room. "A fourth champion!" I'm just gonna do Brian Blessed if that's okay.
"He's going to compete?" The silver-haired girl turned her nose up. "Vraiment?"
Crouch, crouch, RP. "He has to." Mr. Crouch's dry, tired voice echoed from the corner of the room. "Entering your name in the goblet represents the creation of a magically binding contract." "Entering your name in the goblet represents the creation of a magically binding contract." "Of course it does." Harry clenched his jaw and seethed. "Every year, every single year. I shouldn't even be surprised." He sighed. "What if you didn't put your name in and happens to find yourself here anyway?"
"Are you suggesting that you did not enter your name, Mr. Potter?"
Dumbledore swept into the center of the room, trailed by a Professor McGonagall. No. Trailed by Professor McGonagall, Professor Moody, and Snape.
"I wasn't suggesting it, sir. I can say with complete certainty that I don't contact that. I can say with complete certainty that I didn't consciously do so, nor did I get another student to do it."
"He's lying. He's lying. Why do I always go Welsh? I always insist I can't do Welsh. But I only do Welsh when I'm trying to do another fucking voice." "Possessed by a fucking Welsh ghost."
"The Welsh are the kind to hold the grudge." I can't. I can do a stupidly like cartoony Welsh accent. I can't do like an authentic sounding one. I can just do one that sounds super like that makes it clear that I'm trying to be Welsh or Indian. Yeah, sometimes it comes out that way too.
"Oh, he's lying," the French girl said. How else did his name come out?"
She tossed her hair and raised her chin.
"It does seem unlikely, Harry," Dumbledore said.
Harry shrugged. "Whatever then. I'm stuck in the bloody thing all the way."
Maxine. "We would like an extra champion."
Oh, that sounded, that really, that sounded, oh, that was terrible. That was the worst. I'm really going to need to... it's unclear whether Raphael has taken a bite over on the flower pot server, but I would really, goddamn, I'm kind of floating around here. Again, there's videos I'm gonna watch, but now I'm just gonna do Maxime later because I can't see him.
We would like an extra champion, Bobaton's enormous headmistress demanded. Hogwarts cannot have two when we only have one. Haha.
Hogwarts only has one champion, Harry said. Diggory put his name in and was chosen. He's the representative of the school.
Diggory frowned. You have to compete, Mr. Crouch said, else you lose your magic.
I know, Harry scowled. I don't have to belong to a school, though. I'll turn up and take part, but I won't be earning any points for Hogwarts when I never even wanted to compete in the first place.
If that is what you wish, Harry. The twinkle faded from Professor Dumbledore's eyes.
It's your fault, you old coot. Your age line was meant to stop stuff like this. But just like last year and both years before, I'm the one who gets stuck in the middle of all your mess.
Is that acceptable?
Mr. Crouch asked the other champions.
It's not like you will earn any points anyway, the French witch said.
Crumb and Cedric nodded.
Then it's settled,
Bagman cried.
We'll come and fetch you before the wand-weighing ceremony at the start of the tournament.
The other champions filed out past Harry. Babaton's champion glared at him through her veil of silver hair.
I don't think she likes me.
Stay here, please, Harry, Dumbledore said. Professor McGonagall thrust the door out. Snape sneered. Professor Moody's magical eye fixed itself on a point right between Harry's ears.
I didn't expect this from you, my boy. Professor Dumbledore shook his head. I won't pretend to understand why you entered, but you have to take part now, and you're at a great disadvantage. The tasks were designed for 6th and 7th year students, not 4th years.
I didn't enter my name.
I see, Dumbledore murmured.
Ridiculous. Harry choked down a cold ball of fury. What do I have to do for people to trust me? Whomever put my name in this stupid tournament is going to regret it.
He turned and wrenched the door open, stalking around the corner toward the common room. Whispers and barbed comments dogged him. Slytherin and Hufflepuff students wore their disdain on their sleeves.
At least my friends will believe me once I tell them.
Stark silence fell over the Gryffindor common room as he stepped into it.
I can't believe you, Harry!
Ron launched himself out of his seat.
You said you wouldn't put your name in! You promised you'd be watching alongside us!
Hot, angry eyes stared from all parts of the room.
You could have at least told us how you managed it so we'd have a chance as well, Seamus spat. Your word doesn't mean much, does it?
They turned away when he opened his mouth to speak. Hermione looked away and folded her arms. The little point of ice in Harry's chest tightened like a vice.
Why won't they listen?
He turned to the trio of chasers.
Girls believe me, right? You told us you weren't going to enter.
Angelina snapped.
But your name came out, didn't it?
Harry searched a sea of cold faces.
So that's how it is. He tightened his hands into fists. So much for house loyalty. He spun and stormed toward the Chamber of Secrets before any of the words slipped up from the ball of... cold fury in his chest to his tongue. Salazar was right. I should have made better friends. He marched past Myrtle's cubicle and down the stairs, tore his wand from his sleeve, and unleashed every violent spell he knew. Red, purple, and white magic hissed through the air. Serpent effigies shattered, throwing dust and sharp stone fragments across the chamber. A sharp piece of stone sliced a line of fire through his cheek, and a hot drip trickled down his chin and neck.
I'm not top tier, and that is not the case. Oh, shit! Hey! It's Raph! Okay, yeah, at some point, I will want to enlist your assistance, because the very best I can do with a French accent is not fucking amazing, I'll tell you that much right now. It is okay in very, very small parts. The ideal situation, it actually, would be if I could just collate some lines together for you and you could just read them out for me, and then I can imitate what you do until I get the hang of it. That'd be tremendous, because who boy do I ever have to have Fleur nailed down to do this fic. It's like, let me give an example of, she spoke early in the chapter, didn't she?
He is going to compete? The silver-haired girl turned her nose up. Vraiment?
You know, like, whatever. It's like, I can make the sounds, like, I know how to make the sounds. I just don't, like... Yeah, exactly like that. Like we discussed earlier, Matt's going to add in an entire subplot line where Fleur nails Harry with a baguette. That we already talked about this. You don't need to bring it up again. Christ. Where the fuck, where was I? 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 Oh, okay, there we go.
Serpent effigies shattered, throwing dust and sharp stone fragments across the chamber. A sharp piece of stone sliced a line of fire through his cheek, and a hot drop trickled down his chin and neck. Why? He hurled magic into the basilisk's impenetrable hide. Why? Harry slumped down against the wall and pounded his fist into the stone chips and dust until the pain swallowed it. Until the pain swallowed his rage. Stupid bloody idiots. He picked bits of stone out of his hand and tossed them away, smearing blood down his robes. The small point of ice in his chest melted into a numb, hollow void. They should know better. When have I ever wanted to be in something like this? They should know better. When have I ever wanted to be in something like this? Harry repaired the damage he'd done to the walls with a flick of his wand, vanished the blood off his robes, and crossed into the study.
What were you doing?
Salazar asked him. Venting. Salazar's brows drew together.
What happened? What happened?
My name was chosen for the Tri-Wizard Tournament. I didn't even enter, but nobody will listen to me, let alone believe me. My housemates and friends certainly don't.
I do. I do. Hello. I do,
Salazar said. What does it say about my friends? The only one who trusts me is a 1,000-year-old portrait, Harry demanded.
It says Gondrick and Helga would both be very disappointed. Tell me about the tournament.
It has tasks, 3 of them. There's a champion from each of Hogwarts, Durmstrang, and Beauxbatons, then me.
Oh. I've actually heard it, okay, I've heard it a few different ways. I would love to get a final verdict on this. Is it Beauxbatons or Beauxbatons? Which one? Do you pronounce the S or not? Okay, good. Okay, I thought so. As much as I like Lancashire Slytherin, and I'm probably not going to change it, motherfucker has a point. Isn't Slytherin Spanish? Or is that like Fanon or something? Well, I mean, I don't know if we should put too much stock by the etymology of the name. As we know, J.K. Rowling is very exacting in her selection of names in terms of ethnic backgrounds and fucking, oh, Jesus. I mean, and she would never, ever, ever write a, for instance, a French character, for example, just to take a random example, and write out their accent in a very, very ham-fisted manner. J.K. Rowling would never do that.
Gabriel, it was the Grindelwald, Gabriel.
Yeah, oh my god, oh shit.
What an audible sound. She drops off the H's in the fucking writing like British people don't drop H's all the fucking time. Like, well, Jesus fuck! I'd be surprised if Hagrid pronounced an H in his entire life. She puts the H's on what he says. No, the plan is for Raph to just record some of Fleur's lines for me, and then I imitate what he does. That's the plan. This is something I've done a lot before, actually, with other with a lot of characters in Princess Slytherin. Actually, I got help on Serena Zabini from an Italian. I have somebody working on Australian dialogue for me. I have somebody working on Scouse dialogue for me. Who is highlighting me in what server?
I'll deal with that later. I'll deal with that fucking later. It has nothing to do with you guys. Ah!
Oh, no, yeah, it doesn't matter at all. Like, you could just say the fucking words. Like, if there's any, if there's any, you know, if you think, like, you know, do the accent like you think she would, but beyond that, you know, don't, yeah, you don't need to, you're not being a voice actor. That's my job. I also wouldn't mind paying you, because this is actually a paid project for me. Yeah, we'll just see. We can talk about that like in DM or whatever. I don't know what will be reasonable or not. But I mean, I'm making money off of this. Well, I mean, I will do. I haven't actually yet, but that's not. I have not been supposed to make money yet. But yeah. Yeah, we'll see. I'm so easily distracted today. Okay. What are we thinking on Oh no. I'm getting paid an amount for this. Like, this is worth my time. Like, it's not, you know. Okay, I got very distracted by something in a different server because I'm a professional. That's why. Did we see anything conclusive about Salazar Slytherin? Because if not, I'm just gonna keep doing him.
I'm gonna keep doing him like this. Hello.
Okay. Okay, we're cracking on. Oh my god, this is so just fucking jointed. I'm so sorry, guys. Okay.
It has tasks. Three of them. There's a champion from each of Hogwarts, Durmstrang, and Beauxbatons, then me.
Is it dangerous?
It was cancelled because the contestants kept dying.
Something worth winning, then,
Salazar said. I'm competing with much older students, the best in their schools.
You're my heir. You're a prodigy at transfiguration, proficient at dueling, and you're powerful in your own right. You can win. You will win.
Oh, I want to double check something with you, Matt. It's math, right? Not moth. No one says moth, right? It's always math. Or maths, I know. But you... I said math. Fuck you. That's not my question. I know it's math. Is it maths or moths? I just want to make sure nobody actually says moths. Because that sounds ridiculous to me, but they call it the trap-both split. Someone give me a fucking answer! Okay, thank you. I didn't think, like, I've never heard anyone say that, I just wanted to make sure. Okay, alright, back to it.
Why would I even want to win? Harry asked. It's a stupid bloody idea. Let's stick a bunch of children in a death trap and watch what happens.
The hat nearly put you in Slytherin, yes?
Yes.
And use some of that ambition you must have lurking inside you and prove yourself better. Silence your doubters. Silence your doubters.
I swear to God, I'm possessed by a fucking Walsh person. I swear to fucking God.
Silence your doubters and form a friends by winning the damn thing.
Salazar's lip curled.
They'll come flocking back to you afterward, I guarantee it.
What if I don't want them back?
Make better allies, then.
Make better allies.
Make better allies, then.
Salazar's wand let out a spurt of green and silver sparks.
You wanted to be stronger. Accomplish it. Winning this tournament will prove you really have bettered yourself.
I do need to be better.
Harry doubted he'd survive too many more adverse odd scrapes. I've ridden my luck near to death already.
What should I do? What should I do? He asked. How can I win?
Cunning. They'll underestimate you. And focus on the other champions. Ignore your pride.
I'm getting really tired of this. Fucking, this Welsh thing. It's not...
Cunning. They'll underestimate you. And focus on the other champions. Ignore your pride and use theirs against them. A serpent strikes from hiding. A serpent strikes from hiding.
Salazar stroked the snake looped round his shoulders.
Do the rituals. Do the rituals. The first is more of a risk if you carry it out before adulthood, but its benefits will be greater because of it. The second is virtually risk-free. The ritual was a common practice in my time, all but a rite of passage. It will encourage your body. It will encourage your body to improve itself more quickly. Though that's a very simplistic explanation.
Now, I lost it again.
It will encourage your body to improve itself more quickly. Though that's a very simplistic explanation. Neither will bring you incredible power, but they'll help close the gap between you and the others. Tom Riddle profited greatly from these, though he took them many steps further afterward on his own.
Harry scowled at the painting. And look what happens to Tom Riddle. More monster than man. More monster than man. Ah. More monster than man.
A question about that, actually.
It is...
In the original version, and I hate to make reference to the original version, David is a bad accent right now. I don't really have it right now. Usually it's better than that. I'm just going to go back and re-record. What it is what it's supposed to be is a Lancashire accent. But in the original version, when Dumbledore is reborn at the end of book 4, I do recall Harry thinking to himself, like, he's very, very shocked at how monstrous Voldemort looks. And he even thinks to himself that, like, he's only ever really seen him as Tom Riddle before. So should he know that about Riddle here, or are you going to change that later? Oh, that's right. Right. Yeah. No, yeah. Fair enough. There we go. That works.
Intent is the most important... Intent is the most important part of magic,
Salazar said.
There's no such thing as light or dark, only the intent with which power is wielded. You might not like it, but Albus Dumbledore is not famous and admired because he's well-intentioned. You might not like it, but Albus Dumbledore is not famous and admired because he's well... You might not like it, but Albus Dumbledore is not famous and admired because he's well-intentioned. He's famous and admired... He's famous and admired because he intended to do great things and was powerful enough to accomplish them.
That's closer to what it's supposed to sound like.
Damn right I don't like it. Harry clenched his jaw and struggled for a retort. But he's right. Dumbledore could probably do anything. Dumbledore could probably do anything Riddle's done. He just chooses not to. He took a deep breath. Fine, I'll do it. Fine, I'll do it. Salazar nodded.
A man who's not afraid to open his mind to things he doesn't like will always go further than one who covers his ears and refuses to listen.
That's pretty spot on.
Faint footprints marked the ladder up to where Salazar said the books about rituals were. The feet were too large to be Ginny's, and about the same size as Harry's own.
Riddle's footsteps.
Harry scuffed the marks away with his feet.
First two in the book, Salazar said. They're not very complex, just dangerous if you do something wrong.
Harry dropped two battered books down atop a dust-covered copy of Secrets of the Darkest Arts and clambered down the ladder. Sheaves of parchment stuck out of the pages of the large black tome. Tom Riddle's homework, no doubt. He picked up his books and turned to the painting. Am I likely to do anything wrong?
Not with me here. Now take me out into the chamber. Now take me out into the chamber. You're not drawing runes all over my tidy study.
Harry sighed. I hate carrying this painting. Whomever cast the anti-levitating charm on it was a sadist of the highest order. It was probably Salazar himself.
That's another question, actually. That has not been exposited. I don't believe it ever actually is. Is that intentional? Or should a line be added at some point where Salazar tells him about it? Because he has not. I think you did, because I didn't remember reading it when I was reading it for the first time, and I definitely haven't read that until now. He does bitch about how heavy it is the first time he carries it out. But yeah, so if you want to add that, just let me know where it is, and I'll retake that.
I can't decide between flagrant and flagrante. Probably flagrant. Flagrante probably sounds a bit pretentious. Flagrant. Okay, flagrant. I'll do that.
Use the flagrate spell.
Salazar sketched runes of green and silver fire in the air from the tip of his wand.
Like that. It's best to have nothing but your own magic involved in the... It's best to have nothing but your own magic involved in the ritual.
Mm. Harry tapped the tip of his wand on his palm and peered at the green flames and the cracked paint. Flagrate's just conjured fire. I wonder if I can change the color. He pictured purple flames and flicked his wand through the air. Indigo fire traced after it. Harry grinned.
What is wrong with green? Salazar crossed his arms. Green is the best color.
I prefer purple. Harry etched the runes from the book onto the floor until he crouched within a seven-pointed star and triangle of violent. Until he crouched within a seven-pointed star and a triangle of violet runes.
No!
Salazar jabbed his wand at the Salazar jabbed his wand at the last runes.
Do that bit again!
He cocked his head.
In fact, the first part of the runes by your left foot need to be more like the book, too.
Harry glanced between them. They could not be more identical. He did them again. Whatever, just in case.
A few drops of blood at each of the points of the star of the triangle. A few drops of blood at each of the points of the star and triangle, Salazar said. If you were some half-rate wizard instead of my descendant, we'd have to be careful and do these separately, or even use a triangle instead of the star.
Harry drew his wand's tip across his palm, splitting the skin. A thin line of red welled up and trickled into his cupped palm. He let a few drops fall onto each of the points. What happens now?
You stand exactly at the center.
Salazar pointed his wand at the middle of the star. His snake mimicked the motion with its tail.
Then you channel a little magic. The ritual will help you reach your magic more easily when you cast, as well as increasing your power by a small fraction.
Harry folded his arms. Salazar sighed.
Fine, I'll embellish. Think of your magic as a bubble. When you're born, you've got a tiny bubble. But like all magical creatures, you have the ability to absorb magic and then use magic in some fashion. As you grow toward maturity, the bubble gets bigger, taking in magic from the world. You can force the bubble to get bigger by straining it in your formative years, but this is risky, as too much strain and stress can warp how you use magic and even rob your...
I lost it. Hang on.
But this is risky, as too much strain and stress can warp how you use magic and even rob you of control altogether. This ritual, to use a limited metaphor that doesn't require a lot of study to understand, changes the consistency of the bubble of fraction. You will draw magic in or out more easily, which makes casting spells more efficient, reduces the risks of strain, and lets you grow a little bit more powerful as a bonus.
And if something goes wrong?
Yeah.
And if something goes wrong?
Your runes are perfect. So unless you're interrupted, nothing will happen.
Humor me.
Your bubble changes too much and does something very interesting. It's a virtually non-existent possibility. I've checked your runes.
And the other ritual. Any nasty surprises there?
If you drew the triangle incorrectly or unevenly, the effects might only be limited to certain parts of your body or certain aspects of improvement. You could simply redo it to correct things.
Harry fingered his glasses. Will it fix my eyesight?
No.
Salazar shook his head.
It pushes your body to make the best use of what's given, but it won't affect any pre-existing problems with But it won't affect any pre-existing problems with the template of your anatomy. It should likely only give you the body of an athletic 14-year-old, and perhaps speed up puberty.
That's a shame.
See, so the age difference between him and Fleur, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because he speeds up puberty. He did the ritual. He did the ritual, guys. It's all fine.
He's actually thousands of years old! Okay, I'm going back.
The line. This one.
You ask for forgiveness. I do not forgive. I do not forget.
Yeah, that one, that one. You like that? You like that, kids?
No, yeah, somebody told me somebody told me about the Do Not, I hadn't read Academy and Victory when Matt approached me, but somebody told me about the Do Not Forgive, Do Not Forget thing, and I recorded the original version of that scene. But yes.
That's a shame. They're always falling off and misting up. It's frankly a miracle it hasn't happened at a more inconvenient moment, like in the presence of something highly dangerous. Harry frowned. I don't have to be naked, do I? It's chilly down here. I think we're right under the lake. The snake buried its head in Salazar's robes.
Only if any precise and advanced ritual would be affected by clothing like yours. Fortunately for both of us, these two are neither. You should probably leave your wand outside, though, just in case.
Harry placed his holly and phoenix feather wand outside the edge of the runic star.
I suppose I'd better get started. I suppose I'd best get started. I won't turn back. I won't turn back.
He watched the glyphs begin to glow and drew himself up.
I won't even look back.
End of chapter 8.
That's a chapter. There's going to be a lot of rambling in that one, folks.